Good morning, Lagos. My name is Jadisola Rawa, and I'm sitting in once again for Dr. And I know it's a public holiday today, so thank you very much for tuning in to listen to us talk about the power situation in Nigeria and the solutions that companies like GVE, Green Village Electricity, anchored by Ifeanyi Orajaka. We have the CEO here in the studio with us this morning. Say hello to Lagos, Ifeanyi.
Yeah, good morning, Lagos. I'm very excited to be back again.
Yes, Ifeanyi is back again. Ifeanyi was on the show, I think, late last year with Dr. Wibaboa. But we're talking to Ifeanyi again today about a year later, because Ifeanyi has been doing fantastic things in the whole off-grid sector. And I'm very excited to bring my own twist to my interview with Ifeanyi today. So Ifeanyi, today we're going to dance Azonto and all those things, you know, the kind of thing that Wibu man can do in the studio. All right, guys. So like I said, we're talking to Ifeanyi today. Ifeanyi is the CEO of GVE, and Ifeanyi's story, I mean, like, for when I came into the industry, you know, I found out about, you know, how Ifeanyi got started. It was one of the most exciting things for me, and I'd like Ifeanyi to share very quickly with us, you know, the story of how, you know, he got into the whole of grid space. So Ifeanyi.
Yeah, thanks, Jadi. Good morning, Lagos, once again. As Jadi mentioned, telling our story, how we started GVE, has always been a very emotional one, because as undergraduate engineering students, my two co-founders and I, the aspirations at the time was to build a career in the oil and gas industry, which is the highest paying industry at the time and the dream of every young engineer. But and we were right on track to doing that. We intend for the very best of the oil and gas multinationals operating in Nigeria. But during our undergraduate internship, we had some experiences that actually changed our career path completely. So on several field facility inspection visits, we observed that some communities in the Delta region of Nigeria had absolutely no access to electricity. And it means during the day, from the platforms, from the flow stations, you could see these communities, you could see people dwelling in these communities, but once it gets dark, they just disappear. And we saw that on several locations within the Delta, and it got us thinking, how can we use engineering skills and social skills to provide service to improve their condition? And that was how the journey of GVE started. What started like a one-off social project has transformed to being a leading brand in renewable energy industry in not just Nigeria, but in sub-Saharan Africa.
Wow. I mean, again, like I said, this is honestly one of the most fascinating stories for me in this space, because I'm just like, you know, how do you find undergrads that, you know, see a problem? I'm like, okay, you know what, let's solve the problem. And then that translates into one of the biggest businesses in Nigeria today. So tell us a little bit, what year was this when you guys, you know, when you guys solved this problem, and what community was this?
So we started GVE informally in 2009. So
that was when you provided power,
exactly,
to this community.
That was when we conceived the idea.
Idea, okay.
But because we were still in school then, we had to wait for two more years to complete our graduation and also our NYSE. Then we actually commenced the project, the actual installation in 2011, and completed in 2012. Which coincided with when we incorporated the company.
The company. Okay, now, I know that GVE is one of the biggest players when it comes to mini-grid solutions. So for the sake of our listeners out there and people that might not know, what exactly is the mini-grid solution? Because I know people talk about, oh, solar all the time, solar this, panels that. So what is the mini-grid solution and how does it work?
Yeah, so I won't take offense if people don't understand, because when we started in came up with the idea in 2009, even we ourselves, we didn't know what the technology. All we knew that we wanted to use this to solve a problem, and even the Ministry of Power, the regulator, didn't know anything about the technology at the time. So basically, a mini grid is a small power solution to provide electricity to a community or a cluster of households or businesses located in a particular location. And this could be using any power source like solar, wind, even generator. But in line with the sustainability agenda of the world, we started ours using solar.
Okay. And Now, so one question I have is, you guys are young undergrads, three of you, and this is something that pretty much nobody was doing. What made you think that there was something to be pursued here? Do you know what I mean? So you find that most businesses are always like, you know, everyone's sewing cloth, let me go and sew cloth. Everybody's doing this, let me go and do that. Do you know what I mean? So this was uncharted territory. Why, what was that conviction for you guys to think there's something to pursue here?
Yeah. So Jadi, to be honest, at that point, we actually thought we were crazy. Because it was a totally unknown terrain, and our friends thought it was silly. Our parents thought it was a crazy idea to go by. But two reasons made us to stick with this. One was our very first collaboration or a challenge we won by from the IEEE, which is the Institute of Electrical Electronics Engineers, called the IEEE Presidents Change the World Competition. And that entry had about, the competition had about 200 entries from students, both undergraduate and postgraduate students from around the world. And we happened to be one of the top five finalists or winners in that. And we were like, there must be something in this. We just need to pursue a little bit further to see how it pans out. And that had entries from leading schools around the world, like Harvard, MIT, Imperial College, and the likes. And coincidentally, B-Box was also one of the top five winners. And I think that platform was a very wonderful platform to incubate the companies that are now solving the energy crisis around the world. Then the second one was during our service year, collaboration between UNDP and Bank of Industry. Because up until 2012, when we started with BOI, we just wanted to do a one-off project that could be a CSR that can showcase and say, okay, there's this model that can actually work and people can and scale on to provide energy. Because we never believed we'll be able to drive that, being that with young undergrads, little experience or no, and no capital. So we never believed, we just wanted it to be like a one-off, people could. But fortunately, BOI also, part of the support from BOI, they contracted Deloitte, which is a leading consulting firm, to do a pre-feasibility study of all the 11 businesses that won their challenge. And it was during that process of working with Deloitte that we were like, but wait a minute, it's not just this community in the Delta. 45% of Nigerians do not have access to electricity. And as an Igbo man, we...
Your Igbo sense just came into play.
So actually, we saw it was a very wonderful opportunity and we decided to take on it.
Excellent. So you talked about communities now and everything. So in that time that you started and up till now, how many projects have you guys, you know, how many, can you even recall how many projects you guys have completed?
Yeah, so as of date, we have a total of 14 mini-grid projects, cumulative capacity of about 0.8 megawatts, scattered around seven different states and four regions of Nigeria, serving slightly over 10,000 households.
Wow. Okay, so I mean, I like that 10,000 households. So let's touch on that. I'm not a megawatt and a kilowatt person. So let's talk on the people that have been impacted. So 10,000, about, from your website, says 10,282 households and businesses. So for the business part, because I know that, the statistics say that about 80 to 85% of businesses in Nigeria are SME businesses. So I think this is probably going to be pretty interesting for them. What are the solutions that you guys provide that SME businesses can, you know, can tap into?
Yeah, so in GVE, we always say we are solution providers. So we go to where the problem is, to look for how to provide tailored solutions to meet the specific needs of the businesses. And in line with that, we're able to provide from as low as 0.5 kVA to as high as the megawatt scale, which I believe we'll be talking about much later during the course of this interview. We'll provide solutions that help businesses save costs by reducing the amount of money. Because a research that was done by Smeden says that businesses, especially small businesses, spend as much as 60%.
Absolutely.
Or 60% of their expenditure goes to energy.
Energy, absolutely.
And in most cases, it goes to self-generation. So being able to reduce that means that businesses can now become more profitable. They can now cut costs and become more sustainable and productive.
Okay. I know you talked about the fact that you guys started out in the Niger Delta region. So from what you're saying now, would you say that you guys have expanded to the whole of Nigeria and you're able to provide solutions to businesses across Nigeria, irrespective of what their region is?
Yeah, so currently we have hubs in Port Harcourt, Lagos and Abuja, and from there we're able to serve.
To deliver. So, okay. Now, let's talk about one of your recent achievements, which was also, funnily enough, in the Niger Delta area. That's the Apabom solar project. And I know you commissioned about 100 kilowatts recently.
Kilowatts.
So tell us about that project. There's so many underserved or unserved communities in Nigeria. So why Apabom? What motivated you guys? And what has it been in the past, like 3 weeks now or a month? About 3 weeks. So tell us about that.
Yeah, so the Apabom project is a very unique project because it was a collaboration, public-private collaboration that saw the participation of GVE and our investors like Olon, Electrify, Bank of Industry, collaborating with private sector players like the Rural Electrification Fund of the Rural Electrification Agency of Nigeria, and also the Akwa Ibom state government. And that was the motivating factor, because for the very first time we saw a state government willing to put in capital in such a sustainable project, and not just the usual case of providing an enabling environment.
Yeah.
And since we started the journey, we're able to complete and commission the project I think 2 weeks ago, or about a week ago actually. And the 100 kilowatt system, which is our biggest mini grid solution, even though we are currently working on systems that are much bigger than that at the moment, still in development and construction. But with that, we are able to provide energy access to not just households, but also productive activities in the community, like fish cooling and also agro-processing as well.
Okay, excellent. So how many people is this serving in that Apabom community? And what feedback have you had in the last 2 weeks when these people now are like, what are they now? What, 24-hour power people, Abi? They can put their noses in there. I'm like, yeah, we get light all the time. So yeah, what has been the feedback been?
Yeah, so currently the project is serving 440 households and businesses in Apabom community, including some public infrastructure like schools, public water supply on a commercial sustainable basis. And the feedback, I think Gozim was at the commission, and Gozim from Olon was in the commission, and he could see the feel from the people, all the community chiefs, even those from neighboring communities. The youth danced all from morning till after the commissioning.
Wow.
So that experience it was really awesome.
Wow, that's a goosebump moment. So, I mean, what I like about your model and the business that you do is the fact that while you're making money, which again is essential, the impact that you're creating in the lives of the people that, you know, that you're providing power to. So for me, that's like, you know, that's totally awesome. Now, let's also talk about your, again, another recent achievement, because I think this is something, another first for you guys, which is the partnership that you've recently just signed with the Abuja Electric Distribution Company and the Wuse Market Traders Association. Talk to us about that. How did that even start? And you know, what's the plan?
So, Jadi, I think one thing for us in GVE is collaboration is key to everything we do, because from inception we've maintained very positive relationship with all our early collaborators till date. And in line with, and also we try to solve critical issues with very innovative ideas. So in line with that, we, just as we pioneered the PV solar mini grid space about 10 years ago, we decided to give Nigerians a new field of GVE 2.0.
I like that.
Yeah, a new field of GVE 2.0. By GVE 2.0 and the collaboration with AEDC, it means that for a while now there has been bad blood between mini grid operators and distribution companies. From distribution companies seeing mini grid developers like their competition.
Yeah, enemies.
But with this collaboration, we've been able to break that jinx to show that actually mini grid developers and distribution companies can work in a collaborative and provide mutual value for both their companies and also the end users by providing reliable electricity assets. And for us, we see this as being a game changer in the way electricity services is perceived in the country, because we are very optimistic that a lot of other distribution companies will jump at this opportunity to also improve their corporate image, provide more real value to their end users by providing reliable. And we give it to AEDC because they actually owned up to the fact that they realize that they can't provide reliable power. So why not collaborate with a company that can provide complementary solution to meet the goal of providing reliable energy service to our end users?
Fantastic. Okay, so now, still on this collaboration, I would like you to break it down in the simplest of terms for people. So in my head, this is how this works, right? The Wuse Market traders, end users, need power. They are connected to Abuja Disco.
Correct, yeah.
Abuja Disco can't provide the power that these guys need to function, right? So you guys come in and build the mini grid that Abuja Disco can now transmit through their lines to the end users, guaranteeing them 24-hour power.
Yeah, correct.
Oh my God, I'm becoming an expert in this field. Thank you very much. Very proud of myself. Okay, so I mean, again, I know there are lots of people like me out there, you know, and for people, you know, when, which is why, you know, like there's a whole lot of technical conversations that go on and kilowatts and this and that and everything. But the bottom line to the end user at home is, look, there was no light, now there's light. And I have like 24/7, and that's, you know, that's what that's what matters. So, what's the projection for this collaboration? When do you see this coming to fruition? And what are your plans to, you know, are you the one that is going to take this conversation to other discos, or, you know, are those conversations already happening? Can we say, in by 2025, for instance, we have a situation where markets, economic activity in Nigeria are all fully powered?
Yeah, so the exciting thing for me personally about the Wuse Market project is, once it's completed, you're going to displace over 5,000 small generators. If you've ever been to Wuse Market or any such similar market, you can see the very chaotic effect of these small generators in terms of noise, pollution. Exactly.
Yeah.
So over 5,000 generators are going to be displaced, and that will make Wuse Market the very first 100% green and noiseless economic cluster in Nigeria. So we're very excited about that. And on top of that, from the analysis we've done, the traders are going to collectively 155 traders in Wuse Market are going to save cumulatively about 65 million naira every year. From when, if you put it, just suppose it with what they are currently spending on both AEDC and self-generation.
Yeah.
So it's a dual value for all the stakeholders, and AEDC is going to cut down on their collection losses and also improve the service delivery, because GVE will be more or less the franchisee in the market, taking care of the collection, billing, and utility management services. But both parties will we have a well-defined power dispatch schedule that ensures that both AEDC and GVE provides power at certain times of the day to ensure reliability in the market.
Excellent. Okay, so we're gonna we're going to go to the phone lines shortly. We're just gonna give you the number to call if you have a question, suggestion. You know, I mean, we're expecting a lot of calls today. Today's public holiday, people. Let's not be lazy. Let's get on the phone lines. But while we're waiting for the call,
call us on 01-277-0993, 01-277-1993, 01-277-2993, and 01-277-3993.
This is Nigeria Info. We are listening. Excellent. So there you have it. The numbers to call. We're waiting for your calls. But while we're waiting for the calls to come in, if I, one of the things that I find interesting about the model that you operate is, oh, I think we have a caller already. So let's take this question and then we'll come back to that. Good morning, caller. Please tell us your name and your question.
All right. Good morning. My name is John. I'm calling from Ejimbo.
Morning, John.
Yeah, good morning. Thank you very much. I sent a text message, an SMS. The last presenter said, there is no SMS line, that there is only a WhatsApp line. but I needed so much to send the SMS. So I pleaded with her. So she gave me.
Hello. Oh, okay. I think we lost. I think we lost that caller. Okay. So while we're waiting for the next, do we have another call on the line? Okay. So while we're waiting, let's talk about your original equipment manufacturers partnerships and everything. So that again, maybe tell you know the listeners what that is and why that works for your business and how that works.
Yeah, okay. So in GVE, for most of these solutions, we provide more or less energy as a service where users pay for. Services on a pay-as-you-go basis. So because of that, reliability and is very key to us. So we work with equipment manufacturers that have been tested and that have proven to be there on the long run. And so with that in mind, we work with reputable companies that can put their mouth where their money or put their money where their mouth is actually. And okay. Provide reliable service to our customers.
Okay, I'll just hold that thought. I think we have another call on the line. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, please.
Can you turn down the volume of your radio?
Yes,
please?
I've done that.
Okay,
I've
excellent.
That.
Good morning. Tell us your name, where you're calling from.
Okay, my name is Dayo. I'm calling from Ikorodu at the moment.
Hello, Dayo. Your question, please.
Yes, I just want to encourage the man studio. I just want to say, God will continue to bless him and empower him. But one of the things I've said is that one of the problems in this economy is power. And the moment we can get power and infrastructure, which power is part of the infrastructure, right, I think our economy will do fine. I just want to ask two questions. Number one, are you with me?
Yes, we're listening.
Yes, number one. Okay, well, how would he say that his business has started? And I'm not trying to patronize any party or any government. I'm trying to say, okay, I want people to be able to see that this government had done a bit of work on breaking down the problem with the power sector, so that people like him can come on board. Is it true that within this last administration that business has tried a bit? And then secondly, how is it engraving his idea in his business so much so that the teeming unemployed youth can be trained and employed, and so that we can actually solve more problems, I mean multiple problems? As we're providing the power, we can also solve the problem of unemployment.
Thank you very much for your questions. Thank you. All right, if I over to you.
Yeah, thanks, Daya from Ikorodu, for the question. So regarding your first question, I would say in recent times we've seen tremendous improvement in support from government. So for instance, recently the government of Nigeria, through the Rural Electrification Agency, is getting some development support from the World Bank and the African Development Bank to the tune of $550 million. Yeah. And with this capital, the government, in collaboration with private sector players like GVE, will be deploying solutions to ensure reliable electricity access to over 2 million households who previously didn't have any reliable electricity access in Nigeria. So I think it's a very significant.
Absolutely.
And also in line with that, they've also looked at some of the issues that used to be hindering factors to making private companies like GVE do this faster. For instance, ESIA, permitting processes and the like. So the government is also weighing in to see how to make these processes simpler and fast track that as well.
Excellent. And for your second, in terms of the human capacity,
for your second question, I think when we started GVE in 2000, we conceived the idea of the mini grid in 2009. We were just three of us, I and my two co-founders, and as undergraduate students. But today, through our services, we've been able to provide direct and indirect jobs to up to slightly over 2,000. And I think that for us is a very significant. And as a policy, we're very open to supporting research. We take a lot of research support from universities and also students to help research and also capacity building for the teen youth, because we're young people, we understand the challenges.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Ifeanyi. So we have to round up the show now. But before we go, I'd like you to, like, you know, share details of how people can reach out to your company, maybe your website, you know, if you can share that detail for the people out there.
Yeah, so you can always reach out to us on www.gve-group.com. And on our website, we have a chat bot. You can always chat with us. We have agents who will be very open to take on questions or issues you have to provide services. Or you can also reach us on 0909-322-7483. Our Instagram handle is GVE Projects Limited. And our Twitter handle is at Green Village Elect. So we're very open, and also we're on Facebook at GVE Projects Limited as well.
Excellent. I like it when young. I mean, like, you can tell that Ifeanyi is a young person. They're very they're very socially active. Facebook, this, that, and everything. So thank you very much, Lagos. We've come to the end of another show. Dr. Weber Boa will be back next week, Monday, to take on, you know, the rest of the power solutions in Nigeria. There's always a lot to talk about. Thank you very much for having me. My name is Jadisola Arawa, and that will be the end of the show for today. Have a great holiday.